I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by A-plus service experts. We're doing okay. Coming through Annapolis Bowie here early on. Volume inside the Beltway through Chevrolet forming on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're hitting that little bit of delay here coming through Greenbelt, you get past the Beltway. It was the crash from last hour. Still sits to the shoulder, so a little distraction. Merging off of I-95 Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring. Watch for stop and go. Did have a minor crash reported near University Boulevard. So keep alert right in that stretch. No problems to report on 270, but the volume Urbana-Hyattstown. Rush hour starting to get underway here. 66 in Manassas, 95 in Dale City. And it's just, again, those volume delays forming. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge. You're looking good onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway if you're heading there anytime soon. Each direction toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or you can visit aplus-hvac.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm temperatures for us here again today. Mix of clouds and sun, could see a few showers late. Record high temperatures expected with a high near 80, rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 61 in Burke, 61 in La Plata, 58 in Washington. Mike Pence had a secret meeting scheduled at the Olympics until North Korea backed out. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is Wednesday morning. That means that at 6:35, Cal Thomas will be joining us, and we're going to discuss the children from Florida from that shooting and their now newfound activism and their planned march on Washington at 7:05. It's Jessica Vaughn from the Center for Immigration Studies, the rise of MS-13 in our area. We'll discuss that with her at 7:15. It's Steve Kastenbaum from South Korea at 8:05. Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax County School Board, and at 8:35, Mark Levin. Packed show for you, just for you. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
Oh, good morning. What's the weirdest thing?
Let's fly.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on an airplane?
If you
a lot of people have very bizarre travel experiences.
Booze, a bar
bizarre interactions in TSA. But by the time you're very flocked, you're locked into that metal tube on a flight with, you know, 70 or so of your closest friends. All of a sudden, you find out that people have very bizarre habits, whether it's popping their shoes off while they're sitting next to you, making sure that the already dense air is filled with the wafting scent of their feet, or the way they handle their air vents or the lights next to them, or if they're constantly hitting the call button to summon assistance from a stewardess or whatever it is that they're doing. What are the weirdest things you've encountered? Because this video that's kind of rocking around the internet right now, a woman seen drying her underwear in an air vent during the flight. During the flight. For 20 minutes, a passenger on a flight from Antalya, Turkey to Moscow, Russia, is seen holding up a pair of white briefs, her underwear, directly into the air vent. She's got the vent on full blast. She's drying these underwear. She's got them up there, and she's just casually holding them up. Two hands, just holding them up. And there's a guy behind her about 10 rows back who's like, I got to record this. And he flipped on his camera, and he's recording this thing. We're putting it up for you on WMAL.com on the morning show page for you this morning so you can take a look at this. But there's this video of the woman drying off her underwear in the air vent on this flight. What's the weirdest thing you've ever encountered? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
See, I have to tell you, I've encountered more things, like, not necessarily on the flight, but, for instance, confirmed my seats the night before a trip. I confirmed our seats on the plane. Back in the day when you had a call-up, you couldn't do it online. And the next day, we got to the airport, and there's yellow tape, and there's police officers. The airline went out of business overnight. They went bankrupt overnight. From between the time I called to confirm our seats and the next morning when we got to the airport to actually take the flight, they went out of business.
This feels like, I hate to tell you, this feels like a classic Mary Walter
story. It is. It's so...
Best laid plans go to waste.
One time we were going to Colorado skiing and it took us 18 hours, four flights and three cities because they canceled the flight and they lost our leg. It was just insanity. Like, I could have been in Korea eating dog by the time I, you know, by the time I got to Colorado. I could have driven there in that amount of time. I could have driven to Colorado in the amount of time it took
me
to fly.
You did everything right, and the airline went out of business overnight.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Oh, no, and the four, the 18-hour, four flights, three cities, that was a whole different thing.
Uh-huh.
That was just a different thing. They just canceled the flight, and they just looked at us and went, yeah, sorry. But anyway, so I've had more problems like that than necessarily on the plane.
In the preparation stage.
Exactly. If I actually make it to my destination with three-quarters of my luggage, I consider it successful.
Okay, all right, well, look.
So those are my problems.
Let me run through some of the basics, though, Mary.
Yes.
Have you ever gotten... fat guy who takes up the seat enough that he decides to either get rid of the armrest or consumes the entire armrest into his arm?
No, I've never had that.
No fat guy.
No.
Okay. Let's see. What about screaming baby within very close proximity to the point that it's a little disorienting for the
No,
guy?
I've not had that either.
Wow. Okay,
I've been lucky. I'm telling you, once I get on the plane, I'm good. I've been on a rescue flight. I was on the last plane out of Sarajevo when that war broke out in Yugoslavia. Literally the last flight out of Sarajevo.
Yeah.
I was on it. Got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and be escorted out of the country.
All right.
So kicks, I've had those type of things.
Kicks to the back of your seat.
Every now and then, but I have been very lucky.
Now we're getting somewhere.
But I've been very lucky that the parent has been a responsible parent and has said, don't do that, and has controlled their child. So on the plane, I've been very, very lucky. However, disclaimer, I also take Valium when I fly. So I sleep through the whole thing because I hate people in confined spaces where you're breathing my air. Uh-huh. I get claustrophobic. And so people confined in an MRI machine with wings, and there's more than just me in that MRI machine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I need half a Valium.
So yeah. No wonder you don't remember any of this.
That
you're out of your gourd.
I'm not out of my gourd. I just take half just to calm me down. So that is my disclaimer. That may be why I'm okay when it comes to flying.
So I do not self-medicate on flights. And when
you
I go...
You should try it. It's really nice.
And when I've flown, I remember distinctly a flight between the islands of Oahu to the Big Island of Hawaii. And oftentimes on these flights between the islands, you get people who are carrying flowers for their loved ones back and forth. And people will stow them in the overhead compartments. And I remember specifically this one time, a woman had taken her flowers that were dense with water at the bottom of like the vase or whatever that
she had them in a vase.
Some kind of container that had water in the bottom of it. She puts it sideways in the overhead compartment, already a bad idea, at the front of the plane, okay? She's sitting towards the very front of the plane. On takeoff, what direction does the plane go? We tilt straight up into the air. That water comes pouring out into the overhead compartments and then begins the process of rolling through every single overhead compartment on the entire plane and spilling out like a gentle shower inside of a supermarket on top of the vegetables. I mean, we are covered in water. It's just the whole plane. It was like, what are you thinking, lady? What are you thinking? Anyway, that was one of the more weird experiences.
My husband just texted me and reminded me, how could you forget the screaming baby coming back from Richmond? He's absolutely right. But see, that was a flight that took us 17 hours to get from Mexico back. So that was another one of those flights that was just insane. And I wound up sleeping on a conveyor belt in the closed Richmond airport. So, and they brought us pizza.
So you did have a screaming baby story.
We did have a screaming baby, but that was not the worst part of that experience. That's probably why I blocked that out.
You have a coping mechanism. That's we're finding out now. These dark parts of your life, you block them out entirely.
I do, because because you know what? If I had to keep a mental inventory of them all, I wouldn't be able to remember anything else.
All right,
Have you ever slept on a conveyor belt in a closed airport and allotted one slice of pizza? That's what happened. It took 17 hours to get from Mexico back home. I seriously could have paid a coyote to put me in the trunk of a car and been driven back quicker.
So if you're ever looking for Mary Walter, just head down to Reagan National, check baggage claim, and she'll be rolling around with the luggage eating a slice of pizza.
We were allowed one slice per person. That was it.
Have you ever experienced a woman hoisting her underwear up into the air vent and drying them off mid-flight for 20 minutes? Or what's the weirdest plane story you've encountered? Let us know. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. I know, Mary, you've got a lot more.
No, I just want to know if they were the underwear she was supposedly wearing or not. That's all. That's my question.
So many questions. Not enough answers. 6:15 now. Let's talk about the weirdness on the roadways. Forget the airs. The airs. Airs?
The airs.
What's that? What are the airs? WMAL traffic and weather every 10-minute first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I've got nothing on that. All right. Here we go. But what we do have right now, volume forming. So it's not off to a bad start on 66 through Manassas and pushing it towards Centerville. Same story with 95. We're wide open still out of Stafford, Triangle, Dumfries. It's Dale City to Woodbridge. And again, in Lorton, Morstie's, some of that stop and go. Now, 210, watching you closely here. Crews say they're not working anything, but it's definitely getting heavier here as you push past Old Fort North, Palmer Road, and up toward Livingston Road. Across the southeast, southwest freeway, each direction, whether you're coming off the 11th Street Bridge or 14th Street Bridge, A-OK, and the top side of the Maryland Beltway from 95 and around toward George Avenue with the heavy volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out this very warm WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, sunshine and clouds will be mixed. Record high temperatures are expected, a high of 79 degrees.
That's insane.
I know.
It's February.
I know. I checked
That's
this
ridiculous.
Morning as I was getting my jacket on. I'm like, whoa, I don't think I need this. Tonight, rain showers this evening with overcast skies overnight, a low of near 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers, a high of 53. Currently in the nation's capital, 59, 617 on WMAL. Airplane horror stories. Man on a flight has to flip on his camera phone as a woman is drying her underwear in the air in the vent of the airplane just a couple rows ahead of him. The video going viral. The internet hotly debating these things because that's what the internet does. Available today on WMAL.com on the morning show page. Check it out. But what's your weird airline story? I know there's a lot out there. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Ben in Culpeper kicking us off this morning on Mornings All Along. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, I don't know if I have anything as weird as drying underwear, but I used
thank
to travel
God.
For work a lot, and I started to notice that the lines would form quicker based on the destination. Like, when people go into Newark or something like that, you know, people just, you know, the lines just form kind of slowly. But I walked by a gate that they announced loading for Honolulu, and the line formed like that, like right in front of my face.
As if it's going to speed up the process just by being
exactly,
in the line.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so that's a phenomenon I'm going to be on the lookout
and,
for.
And there was one time I was traveling. I had my daughter was 4 months old at the time. And when we were getting on the plane, just going row by row, just the dirtiest looks from people, like, oh, my God. Because it was we were going from D.C. to London. And
were you wearing a Make America Great Again hat?
Oh, no, this was before Trump. No, I would have. I was in the military at the time, and it just said the looks that people gave us. But she was great throughout the whole flight, and people came up to us afterwards like, oh, I didn't even know she was here. And I kind of had to bite my tongue.
Yeah. But how dare you judge me ahead of time? Why don't you just wait? All right, well, thank you, Ben.
Why don't you just wait?
Why don't you just wait and see how great my kid is? How dare you? Josh in Golden Beach, Maryland this morning. Josh, good morning. You're up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Weird airline stories.
Good morning. A few years ago, good morning, guys, by the way, before I forget my manners.
Good morning.
I was flying out to Florida to catch, you know, my sister was having her nuptials on the beach down there. And on the way back, flying out of Miami back to Washington, D.C., I think she took Mary's coping mechanism and had a Valium or two before she caught the flight because she fell asleep with her head on my shoulder. And next thing you know, my entire shoulder is soaked in drool. And there's nothing I could do to wake her up.
So, Josh, I take it by your manners this morning on the call, your insistence on saying good morning in order to be a polite person, that you weren't even interested in waking her up, that you were the hero that this story deserves, and you were just covered in drool at the end of this flight.
Don't give me too much credit. I did try to wake her up, and that's why I think she took the coping mechanism, because she would not wake up.
In my defense, half a Valium, so I don't totally go out, because my husband's a pilot, and he insists that I be somewhat awake in case there's an emergency that I can get myself off the plane.
And she drools when she's awake, so there's no stopping that.
That's supposed, what happens in the studio stays in the studio. You're not supposed to say those things.
Josh, thank you very much. Wow.
I can't believe you told them that.
Drool on the shoulder. That's a tough one. Jacob in Harper's Ferry this morning. Jacob, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. So, stuck on a plane for an hour on the tarmac down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So it's hot, you know, and a baby wasn't crying, thank God. The baby soiled himself as soon as we pushed away from the gate.
Waited till the exact longest amount of time that you'd have to sit next to a soiled baby, is what you're saying.
Right. Well, and luckily, they were towards the back of the plane, but the stink was just, I mean, it was horrible. So the father kept asking the stewardess, can I please get up and change my baby? And the stewardess said, no, you can't. We're on the tarmac. Finally, the father, after about 45 minutes, just said, have me arrested. I'm changing my son.
Wow.
And literally stood up, put the baby on the seat and changed him because it was getting worse and worse.
Did plane burst out into applause at that point?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And the guy got high fives when we finally took off, handshakes, everything. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
I mean, that they would not let this man change his son.
Well, I love happy endings. I'm glad to hear there was one there. Thank you, Jacob. But interesting story. Brian in Centerville this morning has his own. What's going on, Brian? What happened?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. When I was in the Navy back in the 80s, I took a five-hour flight from Seattle to Virginia. About a half an hour after we got up in the air, this man behind me was drunk, and he took his shoes off and propped him on the back of my chair. And what really bothered me was everybody, you know, kept on grimacing and looking like, man, this is no way, you know. And the flight attendant kept on going back up and up in the aisle and didn't say anything. So I woke the man up and asked him to put back on his shoes. And then he got all irate and then called me the N-word.
Oh.
And then and that's when I really took it personally. But anyway, the only time, as a result of it, that's been the only time I've flown first class because the flight attendants felt it was necessary to separate the two of us.
Well, that's one way.
But I'm telling you, there was no way I was going to smell those feet for 5 hours.
I don't blame you, man. Forget the racial slurs. It's the feet smelling that I'd have the problem with. Like, holy cow. Yeah, that's why we don't like Mike McKay fly anymore, because of what he did to you. Okay.
Oh, these are teasing, good.
Mike. I'm just picking on you, man. It wasn't you. John's in Manassas this morning with a horrific story. I'm just reading two words on the screen. They say projectile vomiting. This is upsetting, John. What happened?
It was really amazing. It's like good guys can come out clean most of the time. I was on a plane coming from Dallas into, and putting everybody around in the plane, like in one section, because there's a family.
Yep.
So I gave up the coveted aisle exit row seat for a sit. I felt bad for this family. And as it turned out, if I would have stayed in my seat, I would have worn it because the baby got sick and a guy that was there got nailed.
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
Oh, that's awful. I wish we've run out of time, but I wish we had time for Greg and Manassas. He kept getting hit in the head with a newspaper.
It turns
which
out
is hilarious.
Flights will continue and weird stories will continue to develop. We'll share them as they are. 6:23 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Have you tried to hire anybody lately? It's hard. First of all, job boards are often lousy at actually getting you results. And when you actually get them, Sometimes the candidates are so terrible that you're like, why am I even looking through these? Stop throwing out resumes. Think about it. How often do you check those job boards, first of all? For most people, it's pretty occasional, but there is a place where people do go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the entire U.S. workforce is there. LinkedIn. You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who literally post to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. LinkedIn considers everything, skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote and give you great quality candidates. In fact, they're 40% higher on LinkedIn jobs than job boards that deliver in quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, including yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to linkedin.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first post. That's linkedin.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply. It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Traffic update now sponsored by Davison Invention Services. And here we go. South on 270. As you come through Urbana and Hyattstown, volume briefly in Germantown. Now watch. Right as you approach the 270 spur in Democracy Boulevard, that's where we have the fender bender reported. Also had one on the Beltway outer loop near University Boulevard within the backups between 95 and Georgia Avenue. Now let's go to Virginia. 95. Good shape this morning out of Stafford. It's Dale City to Woodbridge and Lorton with the stop and go. Same story with 395 through the Landmark area briefly at the 14th Street Bridge. On the trip in on Suitland Parkway, it's the volume forming as you already head past Route 5 and up toward Alabama Avenue, but that's just heavy delay. I don't have anything reported along the way there. And Route 4 heading up through to the Beltway toward Woodyard and Dower House Road below speed. Got an idea for a new product or app? Protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and get started kit today. 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected today. Partly sunny skies for us here today with a stray shower possible this afternoon near 80. Better chance of rain tonight near 50. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
59 degrees in the nation's capital, 626 on WMAL.
We are all so busy with work and family. We put ourselves and our health on hold. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. For a lot of us, making healthy food choices is challenging. You know you should eat a healthy breakfast, but there's no time, so you grab something fast and go. I get it. Lunchtime, it's fast food or something just as bad. By dinner time, you're tired, so you feed the kids, grab a snack, and then you go to bed. It's hard to get into a healthy routine. But what if eating healthy was easy? A simple plan for breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks. And what if this simple plan offered proven weight loss? That's EMP 180 Weight Loss. Learn what to eat and what not to eat. It's all mapped out. And before you know it, like me, you hit your ideal weight. I lost 40 pounds. I now eat right and I don't stress over food. EMP 180 Weight Loss, located in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Different people need to get around differently. That's why we created Freeturide, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice.
stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street Casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
All right, got an update for you on what's going on in D.C. schools. A scandal forces yet another person to resign. Also, Cal Thomas will be joining us in mere moments here, 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Florida House has rejected an attempt to take up a bill designed to prevent the sale and possession of assault weapons. This as some survivors of last week's high school shooting in Florida arrive in Tallahassee to lobby lawmakers.
These Stoneman Douglas students say they decided to meet with lawmakers to be sure some good can come from such a tragedy.
We're trying to save the lives of innocent children, and if you're not for that, then we're going to vote you out.
We're going to Tallahassee for reform, for change.
This high school student says meeting one-on-one with state leaders is important.
Getting our voices heard face-to-face so they can't hide from us.
Time will tell how effective the conversations are, and more events are planned in the future, including a march on Washington. I'm Clayton Neville.
Some students from three high schools in Montgomery County say they plan to leave class this morning, get on Metro and go to Union Station, where they'll gather on Capitol Hill for a rally in support of legislative action on gun violence. For the second time in only about a year, D.C. is looking for a new public schools chancellor.
I have accepted the resignation of Antoine Wilson as the chancellor of D.C. Public Schools.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says it became apparent to her that Wilson would not be able to regain the community's trust after it came out that he broke the rules that he wrote to benefit his own daughter. It was a discouraging day at the Winter Olympics for America's female figure skaters.
All three stumbled or fell on their first jumps in the short program. After being the first American to pull off a triple axel in the Olympics in the team competition, Mirai Nagasu faltered on the same move. Nagasu, Karen Chen, and Brady Tennell finished in 9th, 10th, and 11th place in the short program.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. And D.C. police are looking for the suspects who vandalized nearly a dozen speed cameras, all in northeast or southeast Washington. DDOT operates speed cameras at some 300 locations around the city. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,965, the Nasdaq at 72,34. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. The Caps lose to Tampa Bay. In Pyeongchang, the U.S. men's hockey team loses to the Czech Republic in a shootout. And skier Lindsey Vonn wins the bronze in her signature event, the Ladies Downhill. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan Now.
Your doctor has said you need back or neck surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonosculpt technique decompresses pinched nerves, eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved technology right here in Washington, D.C. Call 888-957-7463, 888-95-SPINE, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. SonospineSurgery.com. SonospineSurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep, and the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
If you follow the automotive news, you know much of the talk is about mobility. And you also know that Michigan is where all the big ideas are coming from. Michigan is the epicenter for innovation, technology, and testing in mobility. Home to more than 75% of the nation's R&D spending and North America's only real-world testing facilities that allow research under all road and weather conditions. Learn more about how Michigan is changing the face of transportation at planetm.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, problems right now on Old Georgetown Road. If you use Old Georgetown Road heading out of North Bethesda, we have a crash. Involves a motorcycle, and they've stopped all traffic southbound Old Georgetown Road. After you pass Tilden Middle School, I wouldn't commit past Tuckerman Lane. I would take Tuckerman Lane as your detour point either direction towards your destination, because up ahead, if everybody's stopped, you are able to make that left turn. You can get onto 270, or you can do a U-turn. That's what commuters are doing right now. They're self-U-turning at the scene. But again, southbound Old Georgetown Road past Tuckerman, all traffic stopped. Northbound, as you head past, if you head in the Wildwood Manor shopping plaza area, you can get by. Now, let's get you onto 270. Southbound, we've had delays. Pretty normal. Ran to Hyattstown, again in Germantown. And now, as you approach the 270 spur, cruiser looking for a crash right in that stretch. Top side of the Beltway, 95 and around to George Avenue. Here we go, stop and go. 395 off the Beltway. Important landmark briefly now as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. You'll find those slowdowns taking you into town onto the freeway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com to WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Strong cold front headed our way. Out ahead of the front today, mix of clouds and sun and unseasonably warm with record high temperatures expected. Highs near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and 53 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Gainesville, 61 in Bethesda, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. A lot more ahead on Mornings on the Mall this morning. Jessica Vaughn's with the Center for Immigration Studies. A new report on MS-13 in the United States, including right here in Maryland and Virginia. You're going to want to hear the details of this report. Steve Kastenbaum will be with us at 7:15. He's from South Korea. We're going to be talking Olympics, as always. 8:05 this morning, Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax County School Board. The work is to get some more guns into those schools, get some cops guarding our students is a good idea. And then at 8:35 this morning, Mark Levin, the great one, joining us right here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnades with Mary Walter.
And you know what today is? It's Wednesday. It's 6:37. That means it's time for Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning. Happy
good morning,
Wednesday.
Mary and Ben.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, let's talk about these students from Parkland High School in Florida. They have become activists overnight. They are now they're going to Tallahassee. They're also planning a march in Washington D.C. I believe it is March 24th.
What do you think about this? You asked some very interesting questions about these kids, questions that no one is answering, no one else is asking, like, gee, did they have a bake sale to pay for those buses?
Yeah, well, that's just only one of the questions, Mary. Look, I sympathize with them. I mean, they saw their fellow students shot down before their very eyes. They barely escaped death themselves. I understand the emotions of it all, but it's really interesting to see how the media are covering this. It fits into the media narrative. Guns are bad. The NRA is evil. Republicans are awful. We need more gun control, and that will fix everything. Well, the prisons are full of people who break laws. They don't regard laws as something that will stop them from breaking the laws. This is what law breaking is all about. Law-abiding people abide by laws. Lawbreakers do not. So the whole idea of these demonstrations, they may satisfy emotionally, they may fit in with certain political objectives, but they really don't do anything. How many marches on Washington have we seen over the years to end racism, to end poverty, and now we're going to end gun violence? It's all political theater. The question that nobody answered that you referenced, Mary, is who's paying for this? I saw all these buses lined up for these kids to go to Tallahassee. No media people are saying who are underwriting this. Maybe the parents are, but maybe it's a left-wing group. And who's going to pay for the trip to Washington and the hotels and the food? Why don't the media ask these questions?
And there's a good reason to ask that question, because it looks like there's a lot of people who are jumping in to sort of exploit the children who've experienced these things immediately. There's, you know, whatever their opinions are, there's a decision-making process that goes into featuring those viewpoints in interviews. In fact, one of the survivors, Brandon Minoff, is an 18-year-old senior, and he's been saying the media chose to target only the gun control advocates in his school because they're instead of focusing on the 17 lives that were lost, he said, quote, "I wholeheartedly believe that the media is politicizing this tragedy. It seems that gun control laws is the major topic of conversation rather than focusing on the bigger issue of 17 innocent lives being taken at the hands of another human."
That's what right. You saw the NBC Nightly News on Sunday night. The anchor and a reporter who was on the scene there were together, and they were just going back and forth. Well, you know, we both covered the Vietnam War, and we've seen violence and war and all of this stuff, and they were basically agreeing with each other that more needs to be done. This perfectly fits the media narrative. Guns are not the problem. It is human nature. Now, look, they hit these soft targets, these guys. They look for places that are unguarded. And by the way, even if you controlled all the guns in the world, if that was possible to do, there are other ways to kill people if people are intent on killing people. Look at Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber. He bought legally acquired stuff at hardware stores, sacks of explodable elements, and blew up the federal building. I mean, are you going to then have control over certain things that you can buy legally in the hardware store or feed stores? Knives. There was a mass stabbing in China a few days ago. You're going to control knives? Could O.J. have been prevented from killing his wife and her friend if we had had knife control? It all starts in the human heart. It all begins with hate. It all begins with a twisted mind. This guy, Cruz, should have been involuntarily isolated and committed to a mental institution. Now, if you want to pass laws, that's the kind of effective law that can work, along with doing something about these soft targets, more security in our public schools.
Cal, you're good at sort of assessing the philosophy of all of this. We often turn to government, at least the press does, turns to government for all of the answers here. Is government the answer to this?
No, it's not even the question. I mean, I believe in turning to government as a last resort, not a first resource. I mean, just look at the record. I mean, if you go into a bank for a loan, they're going to look at your financial record. What is his or her history of paying back loans? How responsible are they financially? But we never do that with government. It's like a false god. It's like a cult. We worship at it even though it doesn't deliver. It's the most amazing thing to me, why people turn to government when government cannot do or won't do the things that we want it to do. The reason we have so much dysfunction is that we have exceeded the boundaries established by the Constitution, and that's why government has become dysfunctional. If we put government back within those boundaries, then it would work again.
Yeah, well, the problem is, though, that the left is very good at the messaging. You cannot even question these children because they are unimpeachable. You can't argue with them because they're hurting and they're very sympathetic characters. So the messaging on this is brilliant, and they will get what they want. There will be something banned. Every time something like this happens, there's a ban.
Well, right. Even President Trump yesterday, you know, the bump stock business, and he's going to have listening sessions. We're all about feelings. We're not about results. You remember Debbie Boone had this song, what, 30 years ago? It can't be wrong if it feels so right. Oh, yes, it can.
Yeah, absolutely. Cal, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your insight every week here on the
show.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. It's 6:44 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
You know, those missing or damaged teeth that you or a loved one have, they can keep either of you from the food you love, affecting your job, your relationships, or every aspect of your life. But there is a fix, and you know it. It's the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and their incredible staff creates the warm, no criticism, no judgment environment you need to help you out. What sets them apart at Cascades? Their experience. It's Dr. Ruparelia. He's one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Cascades can perform your procedure in their office with one doctor, and in many cases, just one day, saving you both time and money. And they don't shop out for all that great technology that they use to help you with your dental needs. They build so much of it in-house. You should see this. I went in and checked out the 3D printers, how they actually construct the teeth. Amazing stuff. They're like artisans with this product. You owe it to yourself to see Cascade's many success stories by going to CascadesDental.com. Click the videos, see for yourself. And then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Head Deep Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the American Legion Bridge heading out of Virginia. On the inner loop side, where we have left lane is blocked with the crash. I see police at the scene here. So if you're heading from Tyson's, again, up toward the Legion Bridge, that's where we have the incident. That's about to change as far as the laneage, because I'm watching the two ambulance, looks like a fire truck running on the outer loop side. They're turning around to get up to this crash, so for sure to block additional lanes. So again, please keep alert if you're heading anywhere in that vicinity north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Stay to the far right where they have the accident activity along the left side. Now, change for the better. Old Georgetown Road, have you heard me talk about the closure? You can now get by southbound Old Georgetown Road after Tuckerman Lane as you come up toward 270. So that's looking better quickly as you can get through. I'm not seeing any backups there either. So you can use that with confidence. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, seeing that stop and go before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Another hang-up point is going to be Virginia 395. Right as you try to push through the landmark. Oh, they're just putting everything to the shoulder here. So 395 north bound. It looks like they've reopened all the lanes after Duke Street before you get to Seminary Road. You'll still see the arrow board. They put everything over to the right shoulder. So now you're moving along there. I know you're stopped back at the Beltway with the heavy delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected for us here today out ahead of a strong cold front headed our way. Mix of clouds and sun. Could see a few showers late with a high near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and much cooler tomorrow, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 59 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:47 on WMAL.
I want to talk to you about something a little bit closer to home here. We were just talking to Cal Thomas about Parkland, Florida, and the shooting there and what was going on with the teenagers there. Well, something a little bit closer to home. Last week, a student in Clarksburg High School was arrested. He was charged with bringing a loaded gun and a knife to the high school last week. This past Thursday around 2 o'clock, a school resource officer was reportedly notified that this student may have brought a weapon to school. So school security and the resource officer went to the student's classroom and accompanied the student to the office. Mm-hmm. When they got to the office, the school resource officer asked this student, his name is Alwin Chen, he's 18 years old. They asked him if he had any weapons on him, and he said, yes, I have a handgun in my book bag and a knife in my front shirt pocket.
according to the authorities. So, okay. Well, here...
totally fine.
So, they then went to his home.
Right.
And they say, they claimed, that Montgomery County police say that he, the in the home was found, quote, an AR-15 style rifle.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess everything's going to, because that's scary. I guess that's how these things are going to be identified. I don't even know what an AR-15 style rifle is. Ammunition, grenades, a ballistic vest, and a list of grievances against fellow students were found at his home, is according to prosecutors and a Montgomery County police officer who spoke in court yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, he was arrested on the 15th and charged with possession of a handgun, possession of a firearm by a person under 21 years old, and possession of a firearm on school property after the incident. Here's the thing, though. He has no evidence of any mental health problems. He completely cooperated with the authorities. He's an honor roll student. He has scholarship offers from two universities. The weapons were not found in his room, but another room in the home.
Right.
And the weapons are believed to have been purchased legally and licensed properly. So this does not fit the mold of what we're used to seeing with these quote-unquote troubled teens. This kid seemed to have his act together. This is very odd.
But he did keep a list of grievances.
That's where...
And he brought a gun and a knife to school.
Yeah.
Obviously, there are some problems that they need to be examining.
Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit more about these types of problems with Elizabeth Schultz at 8:05. She's with the Fairfax County School Board. We'll discuss that with her. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the stand-up guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually, and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
6:53, time to check in on how your money's doing with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. Wall Street coming off a little setback. The Dow tumbled more than 250 points yesterday, mostly because of Dow component Walmart, which reported less than stellar quarterly results and had disappointing online sales. Futures mixed right now. The Dow is indicated to open about 60 points lower this morning. Markets are all lower in Europe. They closed higher overnight in Asia, and crude oil is down 1%. Investors are looking for a hint on interest rates today that could impact stocks. The minutes from the latest Federal Reserve Board meeting will be out this afternoon. They may indicate how fast interest rates may rise. Amazon is taking on those CVS, Target, Walmart, Walgreens, and Rite Aid store brands. It's got its own line of over-the-counter health products now at Amazon.com called Basic Care. These products are made by Perrigo, which makes a lot of the generic store brands anyway, just a different label. Clearwater Beach in Florida, named Best Beach in the U.S. in the TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on the American Legion Bridge, gone. Boy, am I happy to tell you that. I was worried it was going to have additional lanes blocked here, but they were able to move along, so nothing remaining there on the shoulder. Even though we do have delays, though, from the toll roads up to the Legion Bridge span. On the outer loop, had a little bit of rubbernecking. On Old Georgetown Road, southbound after Tuckerman Lane, it's just the right lane blocked with the crash and no delay. Just, yeah, use caution. There you see the flashing lights due to the earlier incident. DC, 295 northbound, merging off the beltway, very slow. Up toward the Naval Research Lab, had the crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front headed our way. Out ahead of the front today, mix of clouds and sun and unseasonably warm with record high temperatures expected. Highs near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and 53 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, an update for you on a story that we've been sharing over the last 48 hours or so, which is that D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson has resigned. Here's the sound of D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser talking about discussing the resignation yesterday.
It became very clear to me over the last several days that Chancellor Wilson would be unable to successfully lead the schools, having not been able to regain the community's trust.
So try this on. Antoine Wilson has resigned. It was announced by the mayor at the Wilson building after he tried to put his daughter in the Wilson High School. Woodrow Wilson High School at the center of all of this. So what ends up happening is he creates these rules regarding the lottery system in D.C., and just 2 months later, he breaks the rules in order to have his own daughter jump ahead of 700 other applicants to join Woodrow Wilson High School. He breaks his own rules. So what happened? On Friday, the deputy mayor is fired. The deputy mayor for education, fired. Then all of a sudden, there's all these questions. Well, why is she fired and he's not? Why does Antoine Wilson get to continue having his job as the chancellor if he's the guy who actually made this all happen in the first place? But we have an answer to that now. He's been fired. And again, there were a whole bunch of D.C. officials who were calling for it. And the mayor had it well within her power to have made that call on Friday. She didn't. I don't know why she didn't. That's one of the questions we have for the mayor. Additionally, yesterday, remember we talked to Chuck Thies, who worked for Vincent Gray at one point. And he was saying, look, I'm not saying this is the case, but remember here, there's an FBI investigation already going on into D.C. public schools for their graduation rate scandal, that they were graduating students who weren't even going to class. So the last thing the D.C. needs is another disgruntled employee who's willing to go and speak to the FBI about the nature of how D.C. ended up in that situation. Again, that was a just asking questions type suggestion yesterday from Chuck. But the point is clear. D.C. public schools is in the midst of chaos and not in a good situation when the guy who's supposed to be running it is breaking the rules regarding his own family. And additionally, they've got this graduation rate scandal that's rocking them. Things are not as rosy as they were pretending they were just a year ago.
You know, the other part of this that I see that screams out to me, all that other stuff aside, is there's a lottery system, you know, because for school choice in D.C. Some schools are so popular, they have to reduce it to a lottery. And it's the roll of the dice. Whether your kid gets in or not, shouldn't that be speaking to the people who run the DCPS that hey, these schools are really, really good. What are these schools doing that you should extend to other schools?
It's the opposite impact though. It's that the schools that they're being assigned to are so horrible that they need to choose the least bad option. So that's what. So people are like, well, let's go to Woodrow Wilson. meanwhile, Antoine Wilson says he appreciated the opportunity to lead D.C. public schools.
For a brief time.
It's over now after a little over a year. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
All right, we're going to be talking to Steve Kostenbaum, our correspondent in South Korea. We have our very own correspondent there watching the Olympics to tell you what's happening.
And Democrats are still trying to figure out how they can grapple with the president's tax law. It turns out people like it. Democrats want to change your mind. We'll tell you how they're attempting that. 7 o'clock now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Survivors of the Florida high school shootings a week ago today, or in Tallahassee today, hoping to persuade Florida state lawmakers to strengthen the state's gun laws. But one proposal has already been rejected.
The Florida House turned down an attempt to take up a bill designed to prevent the sale and possession of assault weapons. Authorities say the shooter in last week's school massacre legally purchased an AR-15 rifle from a local gun shop. But in response to a call for action in preventing any other school shootings, a Florida Senate committee has endorsed a proposal to put law enforcement officers in every school in the state. I'm Clayton Neville.
Some Montgomery County high school students plan to go to Capitol Hill today instead of going to class. Students from Montgomery Blair, Bethesda Chevy Chase High School, and Richard Montgomery High School reportedly plan to take part in today's demonstration in support of legislative action on gun violence. The search now begins anew for someone to lead D.C. public schools after the resignation of Chancellor Antoine Wilson. He admitted violating his own school lottery rules to benefit his daughter.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser ordered the resignation of the deputy mayor for education last week, but only now is she asking for Chancellor Antoine Wilson to step aside.
What we have is two people with just incredible credentials and intelligence that made bad decisions that, for us, were unpredictable and unpreventable.
The goal now, Bowser says, is finishing the school year strong.
And we have the right leader in Dr. Alexander.
Interim Chancellor Amanda Alexander started as a kindergarten teacher 20 years ago, working her way up to chief of elementary schools. Councilmember David Grosso, chair of the Education Committee.
This is going to be a challenge, but not an impossible challenge, and we'll work through it and hopefully have some real continuity moving forward.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're learning now that a secret top-level diplomatic meeting was to have taken place last week in South Korea involving Vice President Mike Pence.
During the Olympics opening ceremony, Pence and his wife sat near Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korea's leader. And a meeting was penciled in for the following day at the Blue House in Seoul. However, shortly before the set time, the North Koreans opted out. According to Pence's office, the last-minute cancellation shows U.S. attempts to apply pressure on North Korea are working. And there's always a chance a similar meeting will take place in the future. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A new poll reveals the extent of the opioid abuse epidemic in Maryland. The Goucher College survey out this morning finds that more than half of Marylanders say they personally know someone who's been addicted. Governor Larry Hogan last year declared the opioid crisis a state of emergency. As the Maryland Senate debates whether to legalize marijuana, there's also a push underway to keep that from happening.
Senate Bill 1039 would allow any Maryland resident over 21 to own up to an ounce of cannabis or grow up to six plants. But some, like Luke Neferatos with the group Smart Approaches to Marijuana, says allowing it could mean more car accidents and also punish those who don't drive while high.
With this in heightened risk, one would only expect to see premiums increase for all of us in these legalized states who, you know, purchase car insurance. So I mean, it really affects everyone negatively.
Sam and the AAA are both voicing concerns to lawmakers in Annapolis. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And a new analysis by an independent public affairs consulting firm indicates that D.C. has the inside track to landing the new Amazon 2 headquarters. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,965. The Nasdaq at 72,34. Sports, the Caps fall to Tampa Bay. In Pyeongchang, American skier Lindsey Vonn takes the bronze in the ladies' downhill. The U.S. men's hockey team loses to the Czech Republic. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide